Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the National Avocational Rehabilitation conference call. During the presentation, all participants will be in listen-only mode. Afterwards, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star followed by the one on your telephone. If you need to reach an operator at any time, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded Tuesday, October 18th, 2016. I would now like to turn the conference over to Ms. Regina Dalton. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Julie, and welcome everyone to our first all-VR call for the fiscal year 2015. We finished off the last year with a record year, a great year. We increased the number of claims that were cleared, and our receipts were up, and we actually finished off the year with only a little over 300 claims pending, which was better than last year. So we had a great year. Some of you have asked about having someone speak on the POD. And although we have a full agenda today, next month we have a special guest from the research side of ORDAS who will speak on the POD and various other demonstration projects. For today's agenda, we have a full agenda. Danielle will speak to you about electronic claims processing, and then we have Raquel and Shada from our help desk, and we also have Katie who will talk to you about tickets being placed in use. So without further delay, I am going to turn the call over to Danielle, and before I do, I just wanted to remind you that, as usual, at the end of our call, we'll have a question-and-answer session. But if you have questions that are very case-specific and that require, you know, us getting into the weeds, we ask that you hold those questions for our help desk because the help desk staff, you know, that's manned all the time, and they'll be able to go in-depth and answer those questions and addressing the issues with you. So I'll turn it over to Danielle.
Hello, everyone. I just have a couple of updates before we move through the rest of the agenda. We've gotten a couple questions about the electronics claim processing. And just to update you guys, as we told you, the functionality would be coming fall of this year. We're still in fall, and we're still working away at it. We've had several VRs work with us to give us live cases to process through the new system, so we're working through that. So far, so good. We do have a ways to go. We will keep you all updated on that throughout the process. Right now, as I said, we are processing claims through the system, trial claims, and we are just working the kinks out of those to make sure that before we transition to the new system that everything is working properly. Many more updates to come. We want to thank those VRs that have worked with us and allowed us to use their live claims for payment to test out the new process as well. We've also received some questions about the cost reimbursement handbook. It is still on its way. It's just there are several levels of review that it needs to go to before we can get it out to you guys. As you all know, a huge chunk of that was just changing the format to make it usable. But all of that has been done, and we're just updating the rules and the regulations and making sure that everything is in line also with the new process that's going to be used for the new system. So currently it is at the management review level, so depending on the comments and updates that come back for that will determine when we get it out to you. We will keep you posted on that as well. One thing I just want to mention, just to keep it on everybody's radar, Regina mentioned a few months ago, I believe, that we would transition over to quarterly calls. We are not ready to do that just yet, but you will be receiving more information about it in the coming months. We do want to keep the monthly forum open right now because we expect to have trainings. Katie's going to tell you a little more about the portal, but we just want to keep that on your radar that we are looking to move to quarterly, just as we've done with the EN calls. And that's also been based on the feedback that we've gotten from you all every month when we reach out to you for topics for this call. One thing that I want to mention before I turn it over to Raquel
is just a typo that was on the agenda. When you get to Katie's section, she's going to give you portal updates, but it's not TPR portal updates. So I just wanted to clarify that before we went on. But as always, if you have TPR questions, please send those at any time to TPRHelpDesk@yourtickettowork.com. They'll be able to help you direct you to the right people and walk you through all your TPR questions. At this point, I'm going to turn it over to Raquel.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Raquel. Just a couple of things to go over. Yesterday, all of my SSA coordinators should have received an email from me in regards to cost formula. It is that time for fiscal year 2017. You have until March of next year, March 16th, I believe, is the deadline to submit it. Please feel free to submit it before then if you have it ready before then. And if you have any questions, you know you can reach out to me via my email address or the VR Help Desk, and I'll be more than happy to walk you through it. Just keep in mind that when you do send in your information, also include a copy of your RSA 113 and your RSA 2 from last year, last fiscal year. I believe it may have said fiscal year 15 on my email. You can mail it, email it, or fax it. I really prefer that you don't fax it because I want to make sure that I do receive each and every page. Emailing is perfect because I receive it immediately and I'm able to review it and send back the response to you. I do CC your regional coordinator as well, your approval letter, so they have that information also. That's it for cost formula, but like I said, if you have any questions, you can email me. For the current earnings, we are receiving second quarter 2016 earnings, so that's where we are with that. I actually have been seeing a little bit of third quarter 2016, but not many. It just really depends on the employee. Any other questions, again, feel free to email me directly or through the VR Help Desk. And now I'm going to turn it over to Shada Roper, and she's going to discuss the C3 letters.
Good afternoon, everyone. Happy new fiscal year. As you notice, as of lately, you've been receiving a lot more C3 notices having to do with transitional work, and so we received quite a few questions on the help desk. In May, we did a PowerPoint presentation on transitional work and the C3 notice, and if anyone needs that PowerPoint, we'll be happy to email it to you if you just send us something to the help desk. I'm going to briefly go over the C3 notices and what transitional work is. Again, just to prepare some of you, we have had a couple VRs that actually they were on the May call, and they do in advance send us any information related to that C3 notice prior to submitting their claims. Transitional work is a continuous period that was preceded by transitional work activity with or without periodic interruption into SGA, and the work activity began less than a year after VR services ended. Any VR services which significantly motivated or assisted the individual in returning to or continuing in SGA will be considered to have contributed to continuous period of work. In a nutshell, what we're looking for is when we see these claims and the claims ended in a certain year, we are seeking work that had been done immediately after, during that year or the year immediately after, and then the years continuing. However, in a case of transitional work, for whatever reason, if someone is in training, they're receiving a degree of sort, or they're in some kind of VOC program, they tend not to be working immediately after VR closure. Therefore, if their VR closure was in 2012 and we do not see work for 2013, 2014, and then all of a sudden in 2015 we see SGA, we are questioning that. You will receive a C3 notice where we're asking for the IPE. Now, one of the questions was, which IP, E to use, because I know sometimes they change in the middle of it with their programs. We want the most current IPE in addition to any case notes, as many as that you have available. I know sometimes you don't always have all the information, so we're asking that you please send in a copy of that IPE and as many case notes as you have available. And the IPE is related to the SGA, and it's the most current one. So if they switch in the middle of the program and decide that they want to try a different goal, then we understand that. We just want the most current and up-to-date IPE and any case notes to follow. So if by chance you need more information, we'll be happy once you email the help desk, or you can email me personally, and then we'll get that PowerPoint out to you. We're asking that if for whatever reason you believe that your client had SGA and it has something to do with transitional work, if you would just send us those documents as you're doing the claim, that way it speeds up your claims processing and then it prevents us from sending out a whole bunch of C3 notices. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to now turn it over to Katie Straben.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I just wanted to reiterate something I said on a previous call to make sure everyone has heard it. SSA is currently investigating an issue in the ticket portal where in some instances the portal is incorrectly allowing VRs to open cases when the beneficiary is not in current pay status. These are invalid assignments, and SSA will be removing these assignments from the record after we resolve the issue. So this means that you may currently have assignments where the ticket was not in current pay at the time of assignment. This is a current production problem, and we will notify you when this problem is fixed. In the meantime, if you submit a claim for a beneficiary whose case was incorrectly assigned, please be aware that your claim will be denied. When you submit your claims, our technicians review the current pay status, and if they discover that the beneficiary was not in current pay at the time of the assignment, they will deny the claim. So I do not have an update on this. The problem is not corrected. I will let you know as soon as I have more, but just please be aware that on a case-by-case basis, you may find out from us that your beneficiary was not in current pay, even though usually that the fact that you were able to assign a ticket would mean that that was true. And this is a current production problem we are working on. The second update I have is about the portal. I are about to send a gov delivery to everyone about the electronic claim submission process. You should be getting something in your inbox very shortly from us. I'm going to read you the message, and like I said, you will have something in your inbox. As you may be aware, Social Security's new vocational rehabilitation cost reimbursement system will include several enhancements, including a direct connection to the ticket portal. The ticket portal will feature a method for your agency to upload one file in the ticket portal for all of your cost reimbursement claims. In order to ensure that the new functionality will meet the needs of all of our business partners, we would like your agency to review the attached files and provide feedback by next Tuesday, October 25th. We will have a technical meeting on Thursday, October 27th at 3 o'clock to discuss your feedback. Please send your responses to the VR Help Desk. So in there, in the body of the email, are some questions we have. So the files that are included in the gov delivery are technical files. You will not be able to open them in Word or Notepad. It's not written like a business process or a user guide. These are the actual technical files that someone with programming experience will need to look at and use. Please pass these files along to the appropriate person in your agency. And one of the questions we do ask for the point of contact at your agency, the name and email address. As soon as you get that back to us, I will be setting up a meeting on Thursday, the 27th at 2 o'clock, to discuss your feedback on the files and your answers to these questions. This is going to be a meeting directly with the developers here at the Social Security Administration. So please keep that in mind. We're talking programmer to programmer conversations. This is not going to be anything about when this is going to happen, how it's going to work, you know, what am I going to do? This is literally the person who is going to be making these files and creating these files. The developers want to talk to them to make sure we have covered everything that needs to be done. I do apologize for the short notice, but once the developers want to meet with our technical experts, we try to make this happen. If you have any questions, please do email the VR help desk. If you want to put Katie in the subject line, that'll make sure, you know, I see it right away, but anything you send to the VR help desk will get to the correct person. And thank you all for your help, and the electronic claim process is coming soon, and we're working very hard to get all this new system up and running for you so that we can make everything so much easier for everyone. And that is all I have to say. I'd like to open up now for questions and answers. Operator?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to register a question, please press star followed by the 1 on your telephone keypad. If your question has been answered and you would like to withdraw your registration, please press pound. One moment, please, for the first question. And your first question comes from the line of Eugenia Cox.
Hello.
Hi, Eugenia. How you doing?
Good. Hey, one thing I asked on the chat, I asked to be part of electronic claims processing testing, and I haven't heard anything, and you said that you've been working with some of the states?
The testing that you're speaking of is for the portal. Katie's going to reach out to the participants for that portion.
I'm talking about the electronic claims processing, right, through the portal?
No, they're two different things. The electronic claims processing through the portal is what Katie is working up to the pilot for. So what she just spoke about, that call is kind of the first step to beginning that pilot.
Okay, all right, because I did volunteer and I hadn't heard anything.
Right, you will. They just haven't reached out to the volunteers yet. You'll hear actually directly from Katie on that.
Okay. And I did want to say something about the current earnings. In June, we had 48 claims that were denied 8 or less. Half of those were either incorrectly denied or they sent them back 8 or less when we had sent the quarterly wages with first, second quarter quarterly wages. And instead of holding them until they actually were able to see second quarter wages, they sent them back as denied. And I had to turn around and do an inquiry and then turn around and resubmit them. And my question is why are they not holding them? When we sent them a quarter of wages of information and you haven't seen those quarters of wages, why are they turning around and denying them?
Eugenia,
instead of just holding them.
When we receive the claims, Eugenia, the technicians have to go off of what we show in our system as verified. So if that information is not received in our system as verified or we not have it at all, so right now we're on second quarter 2016, which we just received on October 14th or 13th, rather, then that information wouldn't have been available for the technicians, so they denied the claims based off of what we had verified.
Even though sending you actually quarter wages from
that's correct,
employment
because
department.
It has to be verified in our system, in Social Security system, so that's something that we stated many times. You and I just talked about this, I believe.
Yeah.
Which is why you had to do the resubmittals, because we didn't have that second quarter information at the time.
So here's my request. Can you tell us when you guys actually receive a quarter of wages? Because had I known that you didn't have what we have, second quarter wages, I would have just held on to those claims until you said, hey, it's okay, we have those wages now. So in other words, if you don't have, you send out an email saying we have first quarter 2016 wages, so if you have any claims on that, send them. Or this is the schedule that we have. This is when we're going to get second quarter. This is when we're going to get third quarter. This is going to get fourth quarter. So instead of us sending all these claims in, because we do have that information,
Hi,
Eugenia. This is Danielle. Right now, we give that on each month's call, but it's not a problem for us to send out an email blast with that information as well. So that's not a problem. One part of what you said we'll have to verify with Katie as far as seeing if they have a schedule of when those come in. I don't believe that exists because it's just based on when we receive the file. But the current month of earnings that we have that we currently give you all on the call, we can send that out in a blast.
Yeah, and because we have a schedule when our quarterly earnings come in, and they're actually imported into our tracking system. And so we know on a particular day it's going to be there by that day. So if you kind of sent, okay, this is the schedule, if there's any changes to the schedule, we will let you know. And that way we know that if any of their claims are based on those, on any of those particular quarters, then we won't send them until we know you have them.
That's fine. We can definitely do that. That's not a problem.
Okay. And as far as the C3 letters, I personally would prefer to wait until we actually get them. If anybody out there needs some assistance on how to do and how to respond to those, I have sent samples out to people, and I can tell you exactly how to respond and what to send. As far as us guessing which ones you're going to question and trying to do I call them claim justifications for every one that we send in, that's not going to happen with us. That's just too much work because we have to request the file and everything. So we are allowed to wait, unless the handbook has changed, we are allowed to wait for the requests for information, the C3.
Right. I don't believe Shada was saying you have to send it in. She was just making a suggestion because actually some of the VRs, based on the date, they do send us a little more information because they can kind of gauge it. But it's perfectly fine for you to wait for the letter. It's up to the VR agency. So that's not a problem.
Yeah, and they're really not that difficult. You're basically just justifying the work that you did. And in all the cases with us, we've served these people multiple times. So as far as justifying what we've done, that's okay. And like I said, I have samples of how to do that because I've been doing them for years. So if anybody needs assistance, just let me know.
Thank you.
And then one last thing on to Katie. On the tickets that are being assigned to us, but they're not in current pay, like I said, the only time we're finding out this is when we actually submit a claim and it's denied because wages could not be or because they weren't on benefits. And I have been turning around and letting Raquel know that this is one that we don't want to get dinged for the denial. And she's been really nice to turn around and say and fix it for us so that we aren't dinged. Even though we're not judged on our percentage, it as far as Social Security is concerned, a lot of the states are judged on the percentage of claims. And we don't want to have a denial on there when we shouldn't have had a denial in the first place because the ticket was assigned to us. So anybody out there that doesn't want that on their record, just let the SSA help desk. Just let them know that shouldn't have been a denial because we wouldn't have sent it in unless the claim, the ticket was assigned to us.
Thanks, Eugenia.
Thanks.
Operator, we'll take another question.
Your next question comes from the line of Mike Hermanson.
Yeah, I was wondering when you talked about that we should send that information you're going to be sending to the programmer. For those of us that use Ticket Tracker, would that be who we send it to? Because that's what ends up generating what we'll be sending to you.
Hi, this is Katie. All you have to do is I do ask in the email if you use a third-party vendor. If you just write that we use a Ticket Tracker, we'll know exactly who to contact. We just want to make sure we have every VR accounted for.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, press star 1. And there are no further questions at this time.
Very good. Okay, if we have no further questions, then we're going to wrap up this call. But remember, next month's call will be on November the 15th. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. And remember, next month we'll have a special guest to cover our demonstration project. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude today's conference call. We thank you for your participation and ask that you please disconnect your line.